One of the hardest parts about being cheated on is that it feels like there's no right way to respond. If you stay, then people will say that you're weak. If you leave, people may think that you're unforgiving and splitting up the family. If you're angry or too angry, then they'll think that you're bitter or that you're obsessed with the other person. If you still love them and speak highly of them, even after everything that happened, people will say that you're naive. If you choose to talk about it and share it with friends, then people will say that you're airing dirty laundry out in public. And if you keep it private, then people will assume that you're in denial and not processing things. And so now you're not just dealing with the effects of the betrayal, but you're carrying the weight of everybody else's stupid opinions about how you should be handling it. You're already dealing with a lot of complexity. Your own emotions are contradictory at points. It's the whiplash of loving someone, being angry at them, missing them, hating what they did, questioning the relationship, questioning yourself, and trying to figure out what your future is supposed to look like with or without them. And in that complexity, people try to drop these simple answers. Just leave. Just stay. Just forgive. I could never stay. You're making a mistake. You're being too harsh. You're being too soft. You need better boundaries. You need to think about what your childhood self would do. You need to think about what's best for your literal child, and on and on and on. So not only were you betrayed, but your support system is being extremely judgmental as well. And that can create shame, make you doubt the choices that you're starting to make. Let me say this very clearly. Your response to betrayal is not supposed to be a public performance. It is not a test of your worth, how it's received by other people. And it is not something that other people get to grade from the outside, even if they think they have that right for some reason. And I want to really prove the point that people have no clue what they're talking about. So for example, oftentimes they'll say that staying must be from weakness. And it is true. Sometimes people will stay just because they're afraid to be alone, or they'll stay because they're trauma bonded to their partner. But some people stay because they've thought deeply about their values, their family, their partner's willingness to repair, and what they actually want. On the other hand, some people leave from self-respect, but some people just leave from panic and peer pressure, not because it's something they've actually thought through for themselves. Neither choice automatically makes you right or wrong. So the real question is not, did you stay or leave? The real question is, are you choosing from clarity, self-respect, truth, and your values? Staying does not automatically mean that you're giving a free pass and condoning what they did. Leaving does not mean that you gave up too easily. Staying does not mean that you have no standards. Leaving does not mean that you are ruining things for your kids. Your decision can be, either way, a reflection of your values, your circumstances, your boundaries, your nervous system, your children if you have them, your finances, your emotional capacity, your partner's behavior, and what kind of repair is actually possible. Or your decision can be a reflection of other people's values, other people's circumstances, other people's projections, other people's assumptions, other people's experiences, which are anecdotal and not reflective of reality as a whole. And people are stupid. A lot of people do not make the time to understand the nuance. Think of how people read the news. They are headline readers at best. More often, they're listening to someone on a podcast who themselves were doing headline reading and then throwing out some ideas on the spot. It's not deep. It's not reflective. And people will do the same thing with your life. They'll hear one tiny tidbit out of context and then make a pronouncement on the whole situation. Why would you care what these pathetic, lazy, stupid people think about you? They don't know what the relationship was like before. They don't know what your partner has or hasn't done to repair. They don't know what staying or leaving might cost you. And so don't let them make the decision for you. So a couple of practical tips. First, stop trying to make a decision that nobody will judge. That's impossible. That decision doesn't exist. And so shift the goal from that to how do I stay connected to myself even when other people don't understand? Another practical tip is that you get to have boundaries with this. Some people will get very nosy once they catch a whiff of anything being wrong in your relationship. You're able to decide who gets access to your pain. Not everyone deserves the details. Not everyone deserves the conversation. On the flip side, make sure that your potential feelings of shame around it being known that you and your partner are struggling, Make sure that doesn't prevent you from talking to anybody about it either. If you're talking to zero people about it, and if you're talking to everybody about it, those are probably not the right balance. Also, remember, you can say things like, I'm not looking for advice right now. I just need support, or I just need to vent. You can say things like, I understand that you see it that way, but I'm still processing what's right for me and for us. You can say, I'm not discussing my decision with people who are going to shame me for it. You can also say, I know you care about me, but this conversation isn't helpful, so I'm going to end it here. If you haven't ever said anything like that, it can feel extremely rude, but ultimately it's self-protection. Another approach that can be helpful with all of this is, as you're evaluating all the criteria that you need to make a decision, start writing down the core things. When you get a moment of clarity, jot it down, because it might slip your mind later. So these could be things like, if I stay, these are the conditions that I need. And don't overstate them. Like, state it in realistic terms. Or, if I leave, these are the reasons I'm choosing that. It could just be listing out your values, listing out your boundaries, listing out your list of things you will not tolerate anymore. A common one for people is things like being yelled at or name calling, and obviously being cheated on again. Another one could be a list of ideas for, this is what repair would have to look like. The goal is not to force certainty before you have it. Now, these aren't the Ten Commandments written in stone, so they can shift and evolve over time. The goal is to separate what's on that paper is your ideas. Everything else swirling around your head is other people's ideas. Get your ideas on paper. Then also, as you go through the day and ideas pop into your head and like you start to feel a lot of shame of, well, I'm stupid for staying, for example, if that idea pops into your head, one question you can ask yourself is, who is saying that? And if it really does feel like it's coming from you, that's one thing to process emotionally. But sometimes just that question of like, whose idea is this? Maybe you'll realize like, oh, that's what so-and-so was telling me a couple days ago. And now I've just internalized it and started repeating it. And just that little moment of separation can be enough to be like, oh yeah, that's dumb. So as you try to solve this, as you try to figure this all out, understand that there is a difference between being judged and being wrong. Similarly, there's a difference between being misunderstood and making a mistake. People who love you deeply can greatly misunderstand you. Very intelligent people can disagree about the decision that you're going to make. Not everyone will approve. This is about you reclaiming your autonomy. It's about detaching from the outside noise and coming back to a still inner knowing. It's about recognizing that certain things are just not within your control. And when you let go of that, there's actually a lot of power. There is a line in a lot of different religious texts that often says something like, to the pure, all things are pure. And the idea is that if you make a decision with a fully aligned conscience and with good intentions, there's really not ever a wrong decision you can make. And it's very normal for this to be a complicated, highly emotional decision. It's not one that you should have ever had to make, but you're here, so you might as well let the decision be yours, not someone else's.